Okay, today we are Bezrach Hashem continuing in the seventh parak of Maseches Pesachim, and we are now up to Parak Zayin, Mishnah Zayin. So the Mishnah talks about a case where most of the people are Tahar, so they're not bringing the Korban Pesach Petoma, but even in such a case, Pesachim that are brought Petoma can sometimes still be kosher because of the tzitz. There's such a concept of a tzitz miratze, that sometimes the fact that the Kohen Gadol is wearing his tzitz makes it that the Tuma problems are not going to be a problem. So the tzitz, of course, was the headband that the Kohen Gadol wore that said Kodesh La Hashem. So the Torah says that the tzitz will take something that's problematic about a korban and make it okay to the Ribbono Shel, that the Ribbono Shel will accept the korban. So in certain cases, the tzitz will take something that would have been possible on account of its tuma and make it okay. So the Mishnah will talk about HaPesach Shenizrok Damo V'Acharkach Nodeshu Tamei. Let's say you brought a korban Pesach thinking everything was fine. You thought that everything was tar and everything, and you did the Zrika Sadam, and then you found out that the korban was Tamei. So Tzitz Meratzeh. So that's the concept that tzitz will help out such a karban, and therefore we say that the guy was yotzei his mitzvah of karban Pesach. Nitma haguf ein tzitz meratzeh. But if after they did the zrika sadam, they realized that it wasn't the karban that was tamei, but it was the owner of the karban that was tamei, the tzitz does not help for that. It doesn't help for the tumah of the person. It only helps for the tumah of the korban, because Chazal taught us hanazir v'osa pesach. When it comes to a nazir and when it comes to a person who's making a korban pesach, hatzitz meratza al tumas adam. The tzitz will be meratza for the tuma of the blood. Ve'in hatzitz meratza al tumas aguf. But the tzitz is not going to be meratza where the tuma is of the owner. So if a nazir is tamei, he can't bring the korbanos that conclude his nazirus. He has to go through a whole process. When Nazir becomes Tamei, we just learned in Daf Yomi recently all about Nazirus. So when a Nazir becomes Tamei, he has to go through a Tara process. He brings Korbanos of a Nazir Tamei, he does a Giluach, and then he restarts a whole new Nazirus, a Nazirus Tahara. So his Korbanos of Tahara cannot be brought if a Nazir is Tamei. Same is true by Korban Pesach. So the Mishnah tells us, Nit Matumas HaTohom HaTzitz Merata. But if after they did the Zrika Sadam, they realized that the owner had become Tamei with something called Tumas Hatahom, meaning no one knew about that, the existence of that Tumah, and now they only find out about it afterwards, so then the Tzitz is Meratzeh for such Tumah. It's Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai that the Tzitz is Meratzeh for such Tumah. What exactly is Tumas Hatahom? So it's any sort of Tumas Meis that no one was aware of the presence of that dead body. It was somehow deep down in the earth, no one was aware that it existed. If somebody was aware about the Tumah of the dead body, and it's just that this guy didn't know that he had walked in that area or that there was a body there, but somebody was aware that there was a body there, then that's not called Tumas Hatohom. Tumas Hatohom means that a guy was just walking down the street and then they were doing some road work on the street or whatever, and they ripped up the pavement and sure enough, there's a dead body hidden under there and no one was aware of it. So if they brought the carpet and then later discovered that he became Tumas, to Tumas Hatohom, we have a special Lech L'Moshe M'Sinai that it's going to be kosher. Now we move on to Mishnah Ches. If carbon becomes tamei, so you have to burn it not on the Mizbeach. So the Mishnah talks about, what about a Pesach that becomes tamei? Where do you burn it? Nitma shalim harubo, if a whole carbon Pesach or most of a carbon Pesach became tamei, sorfno solifnei habira me'atei maracha. They burn it lifnei habira. Bira means a palace, literally, but over here it refers to the Beis HaMikdash and the Har Habayis. Typically, if a carbon becomes tamei, you have to burn it on a place where it should have been eaten or hukrav. So carbon that has to have been eaten only in the Beis HaMikdash, like a carbon chatas, then it has to be burnt only in the Beis HaMikdash. A carbon that could be eaten anywhere in Yerushalayim, like a carbon shalamim, could be burnt anywhere in Yerushalayim. So by a carbon Pesach, you would think you could burn it anywhere in Yerushalayim, because it could be eaten anywhere in Yerushalayim, anywhere in the old city of Yerushalayim, but the Chum made a gzeira that you have to that's if most of the Pesach became tamei, you have to burn it dafka in the Beis Hamikdash. This is a din d'rabbanan. The din d'oraisa would be that you could burn it wherever it could have been eaten. So and you could use the atzei ma'aracha. You could use the wood that they designate for the mizbeach, because if we're going to make you burn the meat at the Beis Hamikdash, so you can use the Beis Hamikdash's wood to do so. Not only can you must use the Beis Hamikdash's wood, because you don't want to be mevayish people who can't afford their own wood. So, meaning, since it's very likely that it became tamei because the owner was negligent with it, you have to burn it in the Beis Hamikdash. It's sort of like a public shaming, so that everyone will realize that this guy allowed his carbon to become tamei. Nitma miyuto, but if only a small part of the carbon became tamei, so it's probably that he wasn't negligent. It was probably just a mistake, an accident. Vahanosar, and any leftover meat from the carbon pesach that didn't get eaten, which ideally shouldn't happen. You shouldn't have nosar, but let's say someone has a stomach ache he couldn't eat anymore. Sarf nosar b'chatzir osehen o al gagehen me'atzei atzman. Then they use their own wood to burn it wherever they are, in their own chatzeros, in their own yards, in Yerushalayim. So you don't, then you're not allowed to use the wood of the Beis Hamikdash. Hatzaykan and Sorfin also lefnei Abira b'shvilehanos me'atzei ma'aracha. The people who are very stingy would burn even when a small part of their carbon became tamei. They would burn it in the Beis Hamikdash so that they could use the atzei ma'aracha and not have to pay for their own wood if they were a cheapskate. That's what they would do, even though that involves some level of embarrassment. They'd rather be embarrassed than have to pay for something. Okay, so to chazur what we did. In Mishnah Zayin, we said that if you already did the Zrikas Hadam of a Karban Pesach, and then you realized that the Karban is Tamei, so the Tzitz is Meratza. But if you realize that you were Tamei, the Tzitz is not Meratza, because the Nazir in Osa Pesach, the Tzitz is only Meratza when there's a Tumma in the Karban, but not when there's a Tumma in the person. But we said there's one exception to that, and that is if the person became Tamei with Tumas HaTahom, then the Tzitz is in fact Meratza. Then in Mishnah Ches, we said, okay, where do you burn a carbon pesach that became tamei? So if the entirety or the majority of the carbon became tamei, so you burn it in the Beis Hamikdash using the atzei ma'aracha as a gezeira to embarrass the person that he allowed that to happen to become tamei. If only a small portion became tamei, or you have no sar, so then you burn it in your own yard using your own wood. And very cheap people used to even burn that in the Beis Hamikdash so that they wouldn't have to pay for their own firewood. Baruch Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with Perek Zayin, Mishnah Tes.